Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, as I always say, please go follow my social medias down below. And I always post Twitter polls on my Twitter, which is called The Official G Show. So go, please vote on that. I love checking them out and seeing what the results are. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in again. And let's get into the podcast. Hello, everybody. I hate to go on a negative note, but I am very pissed off right now. My favorite baseball team, as you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, are terrible. I can't watch them. They're 11 games back. I mean, not 11 games back. They're 11 games below 500. Very frustrating. I can't watch them. I don't watch them. I just can't. Do you think I'm a bad fan? Let me know on my social medias. Am I bad? If your team's bad, do you stay loyal? Watch them, even though you know they're going to lose? Or do you say, it's not worth my time, which is what I'm saying, and you just wait for next year, and you hope for better? I don't see any better. I mean, we're so bad. Guys, I don't even want to talk about baseball. If you want to talk about baseball, you can request it. Social media, if you want to talk about it, whatever, I will. But I don't want to talk about it. You know what I want to talk about instead? Football. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, last night was the All-Star. I mean, not the All-Star game. The Hall of Fame game. Now, you're thinking, wow, that is a very pathetic game. But it's football. We all love the game. And who cares who's on the field? I enjoyed it. All right? I enjoyed it very much. I got to see Drew Locke play for the Broncos. And yes, he's not a top quarterback. No, he's not. But he has a bright future. And I'm looking forward to watching him in the future. Because there's no way in heck that Joe Flacco is going to keep his job. So, look out for Drew Locke. That's all I'm saying. He might play this season. And just to see these guys go out, compete, and just see tackle football again. I mean, I am tired of watching baseball. I love the sport, but come on. 162 games? It's just too long. Way too long. You know what makes football so great? I said, what makes football so great? It's like, guys, what I meant to say is, why is football so great? It's because each game matters so much. You have 16 games to get in the playoffs. 16 precious games. And they all mean a lot. Baseball, you got 162. You lose 30, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You still have 130 games left. Football, you lose 8, you're done. You need at least 10 wins, I'd say, most divisions to get in. Maybe 9. They're precious. And they're challenging. And they're long. They're exhausting. But they're worth it. As a fan, it's worth it. Oh my gosh, it's worth watching. It's exhilarating. It's exciting. Big plays are monumental in games. Crazy stuff happens in every game. You just never know if it's going to happen or not. You never know until you see it live. You know what the best feeling in the world is? For me, watching a quarterback drop back and you see he throws the ball. It's in the air. And during a split second, you're like, is he going to catch it? He's going to get picked off. He's going to catch it. He's going to get dropped. And then when he catches it, the receiver catches the ball or gets picked up. It's exhilarating. It's awesome. It's great. It's fast-paced. Tackles, sacks, fumbles. It's always moving. It's awesome. Everyone loves fast-moving sports. That's why people do not like watching golf. I love golf. I'm surprised because I'm not very into slow things, but I'm into golf. I love golf. Baseball is just too slow. I mean, home runs are great. And at the beginning, it's awesome. You're like, wow, baseball season. But no. Not anymore. Not in August. Football. I'm excited for preseason, for crying out loud. starts next week. I'm excited. I just want to see my team play. I want to see the colors, the fans. That's what I want to see. I'm tired of baseball. I didn't even watch the World Series last year. I'm not going to this year. Yeah, guys, that's all I wanted to say. Sorry if you're looking for a more in-depth podcast, but just get excited for football. Look forward to it. Loving the game. And just get excited because football is finally back. So, yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. I know it's short, but I just had to say it. I couldn't leave it in my chest. Had to say it. So, yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. If you want to go follow my social media, I appreciate it. And I'll catch you next time on the G Show.